Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want to put the disclaimer out. We are not talking about the bad bosses. The bosses we have in this building.
Watch your mouth.
We want to hear about your... God, I want to tell a couple stories about our bosses.
Oof. You can.
No, not really. Because
they're not now, right? There was the biker one.
Yeah. What about that one?
The whole...
Everything about it was terrible. We just want to hear your bad bosses. We want to... Like, we have great bosses. In fact, Erica, you can attest, our big, big boss in the building right now, when he says, I'd like to have one more drink, buckle up and call a rehab.
I recovered from that night for a week. As did my fiance. Yeah,
it's he gets after it when he wants to get
and
after
he's fun.
It. He is fun.
Yeah.
But should we check his transcripts? He does not know it won.
No, he does not. Yeah. He doesn't. Nope. Let's just one more. Like opening day, I remember one year. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. He's like, let's have one more. And at 9, I'm pouring myself into an Uber. And I'm like, what? One what?
You sent a picture this year and I still have it.
Yeah, oh, because he said, I'm going home before 5. And I'm like, I guarantee you, I will send out a photo of me holding my watch. He's like, no chance.
At what time?
5:05 is what time I took the photo. And he was still getting after it.
I got the photo at like midnight.
Oh.
I might have sent it again.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a boss who decided that his employees, he'd read an article somewhere that having relations, like, what is that, serotonin, one of the chemicals in your brain, releases that. So then he was like, well, I want my workers to be happy. So he ordered the employees to have relations with one another so that they'd be happier at work.
Do you know how poorly that had to fall apart? Like, not even just the fact that it's illegal.
Right.
But like, you sleep with a coworker. I've done it. Not good.
You just got here. Everybody, look around.
No, which one of you? I was much younger. And it just doesn't go. Like, that ends badly.
It does.
Yeah.
But not if it's mandated.
I think maybe that's worse.
Yeah.
No, God, no. Because then you don't have
what
those weird
don't
feelings.
What if I don't want to?
Okay. And if you don't have those weird feelings, then you probably don't get much serotonin.
True.
Is that how it works?
We should at least try it. I
think we should just make it a Slacker Show mandate. Tiak, I know who your pick is. Yeah. I'm right here. Yeah.
This is really weird.
This is weird.
Probably an HR violation.
It probably is. So here's what we want is to hear, like, have you had a boss who, like, do we want actual crimes? I don't think.
Oh, probably not.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I mean,
totally.
I mean,
I could see bosses like stealing from the company or something, like those kind of crimes.
It doesn't happen to her.
My boss, when I first started working at the like CD store, stole a whole bank deposit, but didn't tell me. He told me he lost it. And I was the assistant to the regional manager.
So then how did you
find out? Because then I was helping him kite the funds every day.
Oh.
Like, so we would have to make enough money every day to put in the bank bag with, like, how much did we make yesterday? So it, like, 6 o'clock at night, I'd have enough money for him to go make the deposit from yesterday.
To make.
Oh my gosh. See, yeah. Wouldn't you have rather just slept with him? Seems like a lot less work.
Oh my gosh.
I did eventually do that too. All right. So if you've had a horrifying boss, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it.
I haven't really had any bad bosses. Hold on, Aaron. But
these two chickens both just did the weird thing with the... No, you don't want to talk about your bad boss?
I haven't.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
I mean, the worst quote-unquote boss I had was great. There was one time he was at work, but had to go straight to the airport. And he was like, oh man, I have all this weed on me. I can't take it. Do you guys want it? And so he just gave it to his employees.
That does feel illegal.
Do you guys know what a bad boss looks
That's
like?
That's what I'm saying. I haven't really had any.
Yeah, because Monday he didn't random drug test everyone.
Gotcha. Like, okay, I was the bad boss. Oh. Same record
no,
store.
No, we know.
I'm not the boss of anybody in this room. And if anybody texting thinks that, I'm not. This employee called in sick and he didn't sound sick enough to me.
Prove it.
Yeah, what did you
That's terrible.
Want him to do?
I stalked him. He's an avid skier. I knew that he had a season pass to Loveland. I drove up to Loveland Ski Resort.
So instead of going to work yourself, you just said, I'm going to spend my day.
And redelegated people. Mm-hmm. I drove up to Loveland Ski Resort, found his car. I sat on his hood till he skied down on the last run.
You're psychotic.
I know.
Wow.
Oh my God.
But he skied down to his car and I was like, hey, you're fired.
Well, like, store.
No, I know, but it's like I know now that I'm a bad boss. People call
what
in sick.
What was his response?
Nothing. He was just floored. Like can you imagine how psychotic I look? I drove to Loveland. London. I drove to London.
Did he like?
No, I don't even remember. He was just like, "What? What are you doing here?"
Cops.
I mean, that's, call the cops.
You're psycho.
Fired. I know, but I wasn't doing anything illegal. I'm parked in the Loveland, the lower lot.
No, I'd be like, you're crazy.
I'm crazy, but I'm still right. He's fine.
Yeah, you were right. What if he never came down? Like, I guess he's...
No, he had to come down. I'm at his car. That's There's no true. Way.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he was...
I like it. I had a boss. I was 14 and I worked at a grocery store. It was called Fairway. And they had the crow's nest desk, like up above.
Oh, yeah. I hated grocery stores with that.
They can look over, they can see everything. You can never, so like the older kids who work there knew all the dead spots where like they can't see you and stuff. So we'd be hanging out in the dead spot.
Oh, yes.
And I remember Kevin was his name and he came up once and we were just hanging out and in our little ties. And he's like, you know, if you're not going to work, I'll just send you home. And I remember being like, oh yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Should I call my mom for a ride? Or like, it's like, that's not how you motivate a 14-year-old.
No.
Like,
you know, so you don't know what a bad boss is.
No, that was the worst. And I think, yeah, I was the problem.
I did forget. I did have one. She wasn't really my boss, okay. But she was in charge of handling celebrity appearances on a show I worked for.
Oh my God. Pull up a chair because we know who that show is.
Yep.
All that happened is one time she did the prep and it was entirely wrong and she called me and screamed. And I was like, I didn't do it. She did it
and blamed you for
she
it?
She got members of a band messed up and so the questions were all wrong and we, like me and my
the host who
got
we all know
at.
Asked those questions of the wrong people.
And we got screamed at and we were like, yeah.
Oh yes, my God!
Bikes.
Okay.
Can we find that interview online?
I don't think so. I'm sure it's been scrubbed.
Dang it.
Because he's just asking ridiculous questions. It's like, so what's life like in Van Halen to Maroon 5?
Right.
Awesome.
Well, no, it'd be like asking the drummer of Maroon 5 what it's like to be Adam Levine.
Probably pretty cool. Probably better than my life.
Oh my God. All right. So if you had a bad boss, or if you're like me, you were a bad boss, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for bad bosses. Extra points if you were the boss, because apparently I'm a terrible person for waiting on the hood of somebody's car to fire them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it. It's dedicated. I think you're checking up on him. You're making sure he was healthy.
He didn't go to work himself.
Huh.
But I went to work first and made sure they were good. All right. let's get started here with somebody who needs VD.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
Candy.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
You are disguised. What's the bad boss?
I used to work at an auto parts store, and my boss would get so mad at me, he would scream at me and throw shit at me.
Oh, auto parts at you?
Are we talking engines?
Yeah.
That seems too heavy to lift.
Just random parts.
Okay.
That's awful. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
It's okay. I don't work there anymore.
Good.
Does he still work there, though?
Possibly.
Stop. Oh. We're going to go.
All right. So we're just going to start naming up auto parts stores, and you stop us when we get there. Napa.
Okay.
What?
AutoZone.
O'Reilly.
Checkers.
O'Reilly.
You don't have to tell us.
She started laughing on one of them.
Yeah, it's O'Reilly, I think. We're going to get him. Paul?
Yai.
Yai. Bad boss. What happened to you?
Yeah, I'm a bad boss.
Oh, good.
I had this meth head working for me, and he had a wife and three kids, and on payday, I withheld his check and gave it to his wife. So I opened myself up for liability, but I feel good about what I did.
I feel good about what you did, too.
Yeah, you're a bad boss, but a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I opened myself up for liability.
Did you get in trouble?
Luckily, he was a meth head and didn't know no better.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thanks for helping his wife.
Thanks. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
We love
you. That was lovely. Claire?
Yay.
Yay. Bad boss. What happened to you?
Okay. I think this one honestly takes the cake. So this was on my wedding day. I was getting married. Like, the venue was like a cool like wine bar with like an attached venue thing. They do a lot of wedding stuff there.
Awesome.
It was great. I had like taken a whole week off and everything, like put in my PTO, let everybody know, set up my team. I was like, I'm not going to check my phone. This is my wedding week. My wedding day, my boss shows up at the venue, like during the ceremony. Like he kind of like sneaks in the back, and I didn't really see him, but like a few of the people like that were at my wedding were like, oh yeah, he snuck in like halfway through. When I saw him, I'm like, what?
Was he invited?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just double checking. Some people invite
boundaries?
Some people invite their bosses.
We didn't have that kind of relationship where I was in there. No, he was not invited, but he did know, like, I think, like, I had talked about it in the office. So it's like he knew what the venue was because it had come up at like lunch or something like that. It wasn't like a secret. Anyways, as I'm like walking down the aisle at the end of the ceremony, people are like clapping and cheering or whatever. And we're walking out of the area where the ceremony is. And I spot him and I was like, that's really weird, but I guess like maybe he showed up to support me or thought he was invited. I don't know. I was like, my brain sort of was doing like mental gymnastics of like, maybe he's here for a good reason. Cause that would, it was just so right. wild to see somebody that you don't expect at your wedding. And he finally, like, as we're like leaving where the ceremony is happening, he like comes up to me and I think he's going to say like, congratulations or something. And he just goes like, hey, Claire, really quickly, can I get you to sign a couple papers?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be signing my marriage license right now or whatever.
He brought documents?
He brought documents. And it was something that I was flabbergasted because I was like, this is not the emergency that you think it is. Like,
this, you know, I could have had my assistant related. Interrupt your wedding, but I did it myself because that's how much I care.
You quit your job, right?
I am still there. He is not.
Okay. Wow. It's a happy ending. Yeah. Either way. Wow.
Because of that, but just like that is a demonstration of his lack of boundaries.
No wow. kidding.
A combination All right. of events like that, eventually he got let go. Mm.
Incredible. Thank you, Claire. John?
Yeah, I got
it. Hi. Bad boss. What happened to you?
I had this boss that was really hard to like get a hold of, or it was just, he never really lets you into his office. And it was just, you would have questions and he would never come out of his office. You just never basically saw him at all.
If I had a corner office, I'd enjoy it.
What was he doing?
Weird thing to do. Okay. Yeah.
Well, one time I was in his office and he wasn't in there. I had to go in there to grab some paperwork real quick. Uh-huh. And I had to go behind his desk to get the paperwork. And behind his desk, there were like all these mason jars full of what looked to be
no.
human urine.
No.
Oh,
so he literally never came out.
Oh.
What?
Did he think that was better than just taking a minute?
So he was just stockpiling. Okay.
Did it stink in there?
No, because your mason jars, you seal them up.
Why do you know that?
You're not.
Because,
well, we
have this behind the board.
The mayor of our fair city at one point had a wife who would barf in jars and leave them in her closet. She was like,
"What?
Yeah, it's a
what
long
do
story."
You mean
she was
I'm
bulimic.
Learning a lot that I don't.
And like,
well, that's sad.
Okay, John. So did you then skedaddle from the urine storage room?
Or like report him?
Yeah, I wasn't too into it. I ended up leaving that job.
You know, that's probably best.
I would too.
That's for the best. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for the call.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.